Hi, it's Mitra. I know it's been a while, and I'm not here to talk about Provincetown. I'm here to talk about a brand new podcast called Creature Preacher. It's a show all about animals and what they're thinking. If you've ever wondered if your dog is happy, or what kind of music does your parrot like, or even what happened to your pet before they came to you, these are the types of questions that Nancy Mello, animal communicator extraordinaire, answers on Creature Preacher. It's a brand new show made by my good friends at Rococo Punch. In the first season, she'll talk to some famous pets and a beluga whale that might be a spy, a 191-year-old bisexual tortoise, okay, and even a cat who hates everyone his dad brings home for sex. So take a listen, and if you like it, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. That's Creature Preacher by Rococo Punch.
Hello, hello. My name is Nancy Mello, and I am the Creature Preacher. I'm an animal communicator, which means people come to me because they're looking for a lost pet, they want to resolve an issue with their current animal, if they have some emotional loose ends with an animal that's passed, or maybe an animal in their life is causing strife with a significant other or their child, and anyone trying to get in their animal's mind or curious about animals as a whole. And I'm gonna tell you what your animal has been trying to say. So just as a reminder, I haven't met today's animal guest or person guest yet, but I think you should know something about them before we get started. So my producers spoke to them beforehand. I'm gonna duck out for a second and let you listen. And when I come back, I'll do what I do and you can come along.
Jay Bostick, live in Houston, Texas.
So I'm Joe Bostick, obviously husband of Jay. And I've got Boomer here. Boomer was our first dog. And we classify Boomer as our little devil.
So today we are meeting with a pet psychic to understand the fractured relationship between Boomer and I and why we cannot seem to cohabitate in peace. And everything that I do absolutely annoys him and causes him to respond with these crazy, shrill, shrieking noises. We got Boomer before we were married.
Jay had been wanting a Pomeranian for months, and I decided for his 30th birthday that I would surprise him with getting one.
Boomer and I have a bit of a storied past. Almost from the day he met me, has not really cared for me all that much and prefers my husband. We were having such problems with him trying to snap at me while I was sleeping and charging me.
Boomer had a traumatic childhood, and unfortunately in two separate incidences he broke each of his front legs.
He was never the same after that.
Both times that Boomer broke his leg, he was unfortunately with Jay. And so I think he maybe associates some of that trauma with Jay.
I guess it bothered me enough to get a second dog.
Boomer is not a dog that likes to be cuddled. Cotton is the complete opposite. Cotton wants to be cuddled and loved and on top of you. And he wants to have tons of pets. And people sit down in our house for the first time and Cotton's like right there on their lap saying, hello, welcome to my home. Boomer, total opposite. Boomer's hiding under the couch. He's growling at them. And because he is so adorable in the face, that siren song of his face is pulling you in. Your little fingers want to just navigate right over to his nose and give him a pet. What he meets you with is a snap, or he runs away, or he does this incredibly awful yap or screech.
We spend thousands of dollars working with a dog behavioral therapist, and it was a futile attempt. And so at this point, if you told me to douse the dog in cloves and spray lavender into the air to make him like me a little more, I would do it at this point. So I'm open to anything.
Hi guys, where are you in the world speaking to me?
Hey, Nancy. Great to meet you. We are based in Houston, Texas.
So I know that you have two dogs, Boomer, who's a Pomeranian, and we've got Cotton, who's a Maltese. When I'm speaking to two dogs, unlike when I'm speaking in a medium capacity, where people have different accents, different words that they use, animals sound all the same in my head. And Boomer and Cotton are both little, cute, itty-bitty white dogs. So I'm going to do my utmost effort to speak to just Boomer, but I have a feeling Cotton will come in there as well. So if Cotton kind of steps in, it sounds more like something Cotton would say, let me know. So I know you sent me the photo of Boomer the Pomeranian beforehand. So I was chatting with Boomer, and the first thing I was hearing from him is he said, I'm in charge. He said, I'm in charge, and he's very sensitive about being picked up. He doesn't like hands near his face. And he kept saying something about he doesn't like his eyes touched. And I couldn't pick up if it was his left eye or his right ear, but he kept saying something was off with his ear or it was itchy. Do you notice that, him kind of going after his ears a little bit?
So Cotton, for sure, with the itchy, but everything else you said about Boomer was spot on.
Spot on, does not want to be picked up and will scream.
And he gets a little like snappy too, right? Boomer's like, ah, no, like he uses his mouth. How old is Boomer?
11.
Oh, okay. So he's old man. Mm-hmm. He's old man dog. Sometimes it's just that old man energy of leave me alone, get off my lawn. He also doesn't like his face cleaned. He does not like anyone touching his face. And he says his mouth is sensitive, especially his lower jaw. Have you guys noticed that?
He just had all but 6 teeth removed. So that makes sense.
Oh, poor puppy.
We sent him for the dentist and they just said at this point, you know, he's old enough that we've got to take. They actually said all should come out, but they were going to leave 6 so that he could do some chewing.
So no wonder he's a little bit persnickety. He's a little bit of a grumpy pants. So that's why his mouth is hurting. He just wants more comfort. He also says his stomach is quite sensitive. And I know, sweet boy. He says, I can't eat all the time. I can't eat so much. I can't eat so much. And it's almost like he gets annoyed that he can't eat. And so he'll eat little bites throughout the day. So I'm curious if he used to eat maybe one big meal a day or two big meals or even 3 because he's a small dog. And now it's kind of come into him doing, he wants snacks every few hours. He also says he likes to be fed by hand. He likes it when you've put food from your fingers, and I'm kind of doing the pincher shape with my fingers, and he likes to take it that way.
I mean, that sounds all very Boomer. It sounds exactly just like him. Yeah, I mean, he prefers absolutely from my hand, especially.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking of your hand, especially, Joe. So Jay, he and you don't always see eye to eye, right? He does not like when you come towards him. He says that you chase him. He doesn't like when you chase him and make him go out. I feel like Jay, of the two of you, you're the parent in the family, and you say, okay, Boomer, it's time to go out, and you will go and try and get him, and he runs away. He says, I don't like you chasing me. He says he wants the door open so he can go out at all times. He doesn't want to be told to go out.
Nancy, I am freaking out right now because I did not share any of this information, and you are spot on all this stuff. I absolutely do try to go and love on him, and he wants nothing to do, and then I end up kind of chasing him around like, come here, let me pet you. And same deal, I'll say, hey, it's time to go to the bathroom, and he will growl at me on the way out, go and use the bathroom, and then kind of growl at me on the way back in like, are you happy now?
So here's the thing, Joe, you are the fun parent. Joe, you are the one that gives him treats. And I see him kind of doing circles. He does a little dance for you. And Joe, do you have a special song for him? Or do you and Jay have a special song for Boomer? Something about Boomer Boy, Boomy Boy, something about my boy. And Boomer and you are two peas together forever, best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I let him be himself.
He does like a little dance.
Yeah, Boomer does this sort of circus dog dance where he gets on his hind legs and he sort of like walks around on his hind legs in a circle.
I mean, he might as well have a hat on, which, by the way, he wouldn't be able to stand either. And then as soon as Jay comes forward, he's like, you're messing with his flow, Jay. The real difference I see is you're the fun parent versus the parent that's actually making him do something. So that's clear. And I think it's unfortunately, just like with parents of human children, it's the roles that we have chosen within the family dynamic. One of us is going to be more authoritative. One of us is going to be more, okay, let's do this. But I think the challenge with you guys is it doesn't switch as often. I feel like Joe probably doesn't force Boomer to go out or do anything as much. So Joe will kind of give up. And I say this with love, Joe, you're a wonderful pet parent to Boomer and Cotton. But Joe, if he doesn't want to go outside, you'll be like, he'll go out later. But then Jay, you're like, no, he needs to go out now. It's 10 o'clock at night. And Joe, I feel like maybe it is a little bit of not wanting to be the bad guy because you just enjoy being the favorite. So the first thing I would say and bullet point and underline is Jay and Joe, you both have to be on the same page. So Joe, you really have to enforce when it's time to go out, you need to be the one to say, no, really, so that Jay can have more moments with him where he also gets to be the fun guy. But I will totally work with Boomer right now and let him know that Jay needs love, because I think part of it is just a disconnect with your and Boomer's relationship, Jay, where Boomer doesn't understand that you need that love. I also think, Jay, you and Cotton kind of bond together because Cotton is this real sensitive boy who just wants cuddles. And so I feel like, Jay, because Cotton is kind of vulnerable in that sense, you gravitate towards Cotton. And so what I'm just going to explain to Boomer right now is that you also need love and affection from him. And what I'm doing is I'm visualizing Boomer sitting next to you on a nondescript couch, and I'm showing Boomer that that's what you enjoy. You enjoy when he sits next to you. And I'm showing your hands in your lap, Jay, so you're not touching him. Because as soon as I showed him next to you, he said, no touch, no touch. He does not like being grabbed by the scruff of his neck. And for whatever reason, he's afraid of you in particular, Jay, when you kind of go that way. And it might just be if you've tried to put on a collar before, but he's very sensitive. And so I'm showing him, first of all, that you would never, ever hurt him and that he's a very good boy, but that you need to know that he cares about you. Before I forget, another thing that I caught in the very beginning is that Cotton annoys him. He says that Cotton takes his attention, and my brain interpreted what he said as needy, that Cotton is needy. I feel like Cotton is a little bit more vocal, a little bit whinier. And so when Cotton does that, it's almost like, here we go again, from Boomer's point of view. He wants to be top dog all the time. He wants to be right in the middle of both of you. And poor Cotton, and I'm saying poor Cotton because Boomer really shoves him out of the way. And then Cotton might protest a little bit. And then Boomer's like, no, no, I'm here. I'm in charge.
I think that's true. I think that you see it a lot, especially whenever we're just relaxing. Cotton always wants to be up on you. And Boomer gets really upset if Cotton is trying to jump up and be close to you and growls at him. But it doesn't stop Cotton. I'll tell you that. Cotton pushes right through. But
is Cotton a little bit younger?
Cotton's a little older.
Oh, he's a little bit older.
We think he's 1 year older, but we adopted him a year after we had Boomer. So he's a year less in our household because we rescued him.
Okay. So that checks why Boomer really feels like he's leader of the pack. I think, Jay, you becoming more of the fun parent and singing to him and dancing around him and being as silly as you want to be, whether it's singing to CoverGirl from RuPaul, I know my dogs love that song, whatever it is, enjoying that with Boomer. And I'm telling you, for the first couple of weeks, Jay, Boomer is going to look at you like you are wackadoodle. And he is going to say, what is going on? But over time, he'll understand, okay, no, you're fun. This is fun. The good news is I don't feel like Boomer has any noise sensitivity. So I think you can definitely play Daft Punk, or if Vivaldi is more your stride, go for it. Whatever it is that gets you moving, and talk to him about it. Play with him. I would suggest 15 minutes a day if you can push it, 10 minutes. And this is for every pet owner, just spending dedicated time. Sometimes it doesn't even need to be off your phone, believe it or not. You can be on your phone and just sit next to Boomer. But in this case with Boomer, because he is needing to see you as a fun human, doing fun stuff with him. And you don't even have to directly play with him. I just see him responding to you playing around him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's great advice, especially because I don't play with him as much because with Cotton, he likes to play fetch. He likes to play tug of war. He likes to rough house and run around the house. But if I try to engage Boomer, he goes and hides under the table.
So the big question I have for you, this is the biggest question of the day. Is there room for dancing in the dining room?
There's always room for dancing.
Amen to that. So even if he's under the table, because he's still going to see your feet, he's still going to smell you guys, he's going to hear you guys. I say do some swing dancing, do some little Vogue walking, put on your fabulous pair of heels that you found at Goodwill. Not that I'm sharing an actual story of something I did. And have fun. And also another thing that I'm hearing, and this is such great advice for everyone, is Joe, I want you to take Cotton into another room. If it's cool enough outside, I want you to play with Cotton. And then Jay, you can do your best Vogue right by Boomer.
Got it.
And have him understand you in that light.
For sure.
There will be little changes. It's not going to, generally, it's not like a 180. Oh my gosh, Boomer's going to run up to you and want to dance. But it'll be slow and noticeable where he seems to even just look at you a little differently. Did you guys have any follow-up questions for anything I said?
No, because it was spot on. And I mean, I'm just shocked right now.
I was just going to say, I think that what one of the first things that you said Boomer was saying was how he didn't like his face touched. That makes a lot of sense because yesterday I gave him a shower and I spent 20 minutes trying to clean his whiskers and his face. Gently, of course, but I and that was really the only area that I focused on was just getting his face clean. And so the first thing he said to you was, I don't like my face being touched. And I thought, wow, okay, that's really fresh with him still.
I texted our friend just now at the end and said in all capital letters, shocked. Things I did not share with Nancy immediately called out. You know, I was skeptical going to this because I've never met with a psychic. And so I went in wondering, is she going to say this dog that we've had for, you know, over 10 years is docile and he feels loved and accepted? And, you know, out the gate, she was saying things. It's true. I make him go outside. And when he growls at me, I say, I don't want to hear it. Like, I've got to go to a meeting and you're going to go now or you're not going to go. Our relationship is very pragmatic and there is no fun times. And he does go to Joe for the fun stuff. So for her to just really pick up on that, I think was quite surprising to me. This will change things for Boomer and I going forward in the sense that I very much have been the dad that this is the lay of the land. It's time to eat. It's time to go out. It's time for the vet. I think I will make more of a concerted effort not to love on him per se by petting him and snuggling him, but instead just being present in the moment with him and not forcing him to do things my way. I think it's also very evident that I do show more attention to the other dog because honestly, the other dog is easier to deal with, but I will try to be more equitable in my attention to both of them.
Creature Preacher with Nancy Mello is produced by Rococo Punch. Our producers are Catherine Fenalosa, Emily Foreman, and Andrea Aswahe with help from James Trout. For more details on the series, go to creaturepreacherpod.com. Thanks for listening.